On this edition of Updates from the Post, Downtown Hays Development Director Sarah Bloom speaks with the Eagle Morning Show's Mike Kerner about Small Business Saturday in Hays. I'm James Bell. This episode brought to you by Eagle Radio and originally aired on KAYS on Friday, November 15th. This is the Post Podcast.
Your Friday visit today, we've got so many cool things. Now, last night, you were kind of with city commissioners hobnobbing and doing all that kind of stuff. And they had a proclamation they made last night.
They did. Our mayor, Henry Schwaller, signed a proclamation last night declaring November 30th Small Business Saturday here in Hays, which is very exciting. We, as downtown, have obviously a lot of small business owners. And so we want to make sure that during the holidays they are remembered. You know, a lot of people talked so long about Black Friday and all the great deals that you could get. But that's really focused on the bigger stores a lot of times, or the box stores, as people like to refer to them as. And so we want to make sure that our small business owners are also getting thought of during the holidays and people are shopping with them. And so for many years, nationwide, we've had a Small Business Saturday movement. And while a lot of our businesses are participating in that, it was very exciting to see the city of Hays recognize that and sign that proclamation last night.
Can I say something else that I think was really cool in downtown Hays? Now, I don't know what your thoughts are on this, but I'm catching you, I'm blindsiding you with this one.
You always do.
But it's okay, but I know you can handle it. On this particular item, I thought it was such a cool and great idea, not a great idea, but a cool thing that the people of downtown Hays in this whole, you know, auction, and were, a lot of them were able, that already had businesses in downtown Hays, were able to buy their own business or buildings. And I thought that was cool that, you know, some big investor didn't come in and buy them all out and stuff, because I think that that is cool for the business. And it also, it gives them kind of a better feeling. They own the building. It's theirs. They're part of that area. And I love that.
Yeah, it was really fun to see. I was present for the auction, and there was just kind of this unspoken rule in the courthouse that if the business owner was going to bid on their building, that no one else was. And so they were all able to get their buildings. And then we even celebrated with a reception downtown to say thank you to the community for doing that. But those five businesses that were able to purchase their buildings. So, huge shout out to the Hays community, because that's just how we care for each other. And that was really, really great to see, as you said.
See, I thought that was such a cool thing. All right, there's some cool things happening in downtown Hays. We have the Art Walk that's coming up December 6th. And that same Art Walk day is a tree lighting day. And the Arc is, what is it?
There's all sorts of stuff happening. So okay. December 6th, starting different hours. I think the official Art Walk hours are from 6 to 9, but there are different hours depending on location. So, for example, at our office building, 1200 Main Street, the Chestnut Building, the Arc of Central Plains will be taking over our space with their Festival of Trees, and that's where they take donated trees and decorations from the Arc thrift store, and they turn them into these beautiful creations that you can bid on and take home that evening. So they will be taking over the lobby in our office of the Chestnut Building and auctioning off those trees, and all of the proceeds from that benefit the Arc Park Project, which we were very excited to hear yesterday just exceeded the $500,000 cash donation mark. That doesn't even include all of the in-kind donations that they've received for the park as well.
So you're breaking that story this morning.
I am. Okay. Sorry, James.
That's okay. So other things, we have the tree lighting and all of that. You said December 6th, the Frost Fest Parade. That's always cool.
Mm-hmm. Well, hold on. Let me go back to December 6th for a second. So the Art Walk is that night. Tree lighting is also that night in the Union Pacific Plaza, where the pavilion is. So we're partnering with some high school students that will be selling glow sticks and raising money for the Ronald McDonald House. But then, of course, under the pavilion, we'll have the traditions that people have come to know and love. So Santa and Mrs. Claus will be there handing out gifts. We will have story time with Paw Patrol, and Chili from the library will be there, and they'll be reading their new Frostfest book among some other Christmas favorites. And the theme this year is a Kansas Christmas, so I hear that the book has to do with Santa being on the farm. So we're excited to see that book. We're going to have dance performances. We're going to have the Blue Light Lady from the Ellis County Historical Society joining us.
All glowing?
All glowing.
Okay.
Yes, she'll be there at 7, but the full schedule is on our Facebook page, but we do have events happening from about 5:30 till 7:30 that night. So check out that the Facebook page for details.
Okay, that's December 6th.
That's still December 6th. Yes. And then again, December 6th, the Ellis County Historical Society has their holiday open houses. The Fort has their Christmas at the Fort event. So lots of things happening in downtown on the 6th.
Now, the Historical Society had one, but they're closed.
They will open that night.
Oh, they will?
Yes, I believe so.
Okay, I was just checking on that. Okay, next question for you. We're going to move on now from December 6th to December, when is the Frostfest parade?
14th, a week after that.
Okay.
So Saturday, December 14th, yes, the parade is still on a Saturday. We haven't moved it for a few years now, and it seems to be working really well. It was on a Sunday at one time. We had some requests from our churches that we move it back to Saturday so that they could also participate. And so we were happy to oblige, and it has been a Saturday for a few years now, and we're planning on keeping it.
Okay.
So Saturday at 6 o'clock, once it's dark, the parade will start on Main Street, and we are now accepting entries for that. We actually have a great number of entries coming in already, and you can sign up at downtownhaze.com. Just click on events and Frostfest. All the information you need is there. You can also submit your theme submission for the 2020 parade, and the winner of that gets not only $50 in chamber checks, they also get to be the grand marshal of the parade.
Oh, wow. Okay. And did they get any big prizes for that, like a Sephir or anything?
No.
Okay. Scepter.
So we have the same family this year as our grand marshal as last year, because the husband submitted the theme in 2018, and the wife submitted the winning theme in 2019. So they're really hoping to have the leg lamp from A Christmas Story. But we did not provide that. That was their request. So watch for that. It's the Cheney family.
Well, maybe they'll have somebody else to get it next year, and you'll.
They haven't submitted one yet. Shout out if they're listening. We don't have one yet.
All right. Anything else coming up in downtown Hayes?
There's always a lot of things happening. Specifically this weekend, Saturday, we're really excited that the Moscow Russian Nutcracker Ballet, I'm sure I'm saying that backwards, but the Nutcracker Russian Ballet is coming to Beat Schmidt Saturday at 5 o'clock. I believe they've closed online ticket sales, but I do believe that they'll be available at the box office. So arrive early if you would still like tickets for that.
And I've heard the troupe that is coming here for that one is really, really, really good.
That is what we're being told, too. That we've been working with them for a few weeks to try and get the word out there and to get the tickets sold. So we're very excited to be able to see them this weekend. I know Breathe has some things happening on Monday night with a lot of live music. My husband's one of the performers. I'll be there. Come to Breathe. But check out our Facebook page. We'll be making a post today with everything happening this weekend on the Bricks. And there's always quite a bit. Keep shopping downtown. Downtown Dollars are happening right now. We've got 12 participating businesses. If you shop, you are entered to win $3,000 in Downtown Dollars on December 14th. We've got an online survey happening right now where you can win $150. All of this is online at our website, but lots of things happening right now in Downtown Hayes. And we just encourage you to think about downtown when you're shopping for the holidays and to shop with us to enter to win.